This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a mashup of clips where Gary talks about how people used to think the internet was a fad. He reminds you that you know you're about to do something smart when people tell you it's stupid. Enjoy.
I think people are in deep shit in thinking they know where the world's gonna be in 15 to 20 years. When I think about what 5G is gonna do as an infrastructure and what that opens up, you got fucking Elon Musk today talking about like living on Mars. Like people are like, people don't get it. Like we FaceTime people in fucking China and it costs $0. The people that were making decisions for us didn't have phones that got off a wall. Like it's fucking crazy out here. And it's about to get wildly crazier. You think technology is advanced now? This is dog shit. This is a fucking pager.
I agree.
I know you agree. So we're imposing today's reality against kids that are gonna live in a world that's 15 years from now looks nothing like today, and we must hedge for that in when we think about shit. My whole life I was told what I was doing was wrong. It was crazy to launch an internet site for a liquor store in 1996. People thought the internet was a fad. Forget about, is TikTok a fad? Some of the OGs in here know, we debated if the whole thing was a fad. Right? And then I did email instead of catalogs, and that was not smart. What's email? And then I bought Google AdWords, and I was spending more money on Google AdWords than I was spending on direct mail and newspaper ads, and that was stupid. And then I sat down and started filming a wine show on YouTube a month after YouTube came out, and people thought I lost my mind, let alone that it was stupid. And then I took all the money I had in my life that I saved my whole life and invested in Facebook and Twitter 5 years before they became public companies. And all my financial advisors and family and everybody else thought that was stupid. I'm only excited when people tell me it is stupid. That's when I know I'm about to do something smart. I'm very good at knowing what you're gonna do while you're telling me that you're not gonna do it. A lot of people here said that they would never have a Facebook account, that they would never be on Snapchat. A lot of people here said they would never be on internet dating. A lot of people here said, yeah. A lot of people here said they would never have a cell phone. You're gonna do everything. Do you understand why? Technology is more powerful than your opinion. It's true. And I have good news for you, or bad news, depending on if you're an optimist or pessimist. Most people are pessimists. It's just starting. The robots are gonna kill us. I'm not joking. So since they're gonna fucking kill us, wouldn't it be a good idea to do the right thing while we're here? This is just starting. Bookstores came first. Then people that owned limo companies. Everybody's on the record. The internet's coming, and it's gonna take everything, all of it. There's the internet, then there's the companies that are the first layer above the internet. Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and then all of our jobs is to be the next layer on top of that. And the level of disrespect that so many of you have for these platforms and their capabilities is the vulnerability of your upside.
You need to be ahead of the game in your fucking head to not compare yourself with any other human or give a fuck about what anybody you thinks. Then you can go everywhere, stay everywhere, and not give a fuck.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Yeah.
This is not about running away from judgment. This is about running into judgment and getting cozy as fuck with judgment. This is not giving a fuck about Mrs. Harrington, the fucking chemistry teacher, or your best friend's mom who thinks that their son is smarter than you because they got an A and you got a C minus. This is not giving a fuck about TikTok at scale when everyone's on it, or how many Spotify listens, or the A&R god of your life, or your favorite fucking artist shitting on your music when you DM them. It's not giving a fuck about anybody. This is about giving a fuck about one thing. What do you want to tell the world?
Yeah.
You want to tell the world, bro. That's what I fucking did. Nobody, like, people, the wine world hated me when I came out with Wine Library TV. Social media was a fad when I started doing business content. I would never make it because I always cursed. I was too old for Musical.ly and TikTok 5 years ago. Everybody's always told me no. I fucking love no. I want you to fall in love with no. Fall in love with two things, brother, and your life will be amazing. What do you want to say? And loving when people say no. You fall in love with those two things, bro? Everything gets good. Everything gets good.
Do you know how hard it was for me to have D-Rock follow me 3 years ago? Nobody was running around the world with a person following them. The only vloggers were doing it first person. I did it because I knew it was right and where the world was going. But the only reason I really did it is because I didn't care that you judged me that I was a douche or a jerk for having somebody follow me. I could never do all the things that I do if I allowed you to judge me. Everybody told me the internet was a fad. Everybody told me email wasn't gonna work. Everybody told me YouTube was stupid. Twitter was really stupid. Everybody told me not to put all my money into Facebook. Every good thing that has ever happened to me, everybody told me was stupid. So why the fuck am I gonna listen to anybody? And I promise you, you're living that same life too. Do the fucking thing that you wanna do. Stop fucking listening to other people. Start executing, get your head right, and really get perspective. You're a fucking miracle. Do something with it. I fucking love you, Singapore. Stop fucking around and take advantage of your life. Thank you.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Today's highlighted review is Thank You Gary V by Letty. Gary, you are the absolute best. Thank you so much for all of the hard work you put into your podcast. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.